No matter where you are in your wellness journey, immune support is crucial. That's why you need quality immune support that you can trust. Nature's Way Sambucus is the elderberry brand that you can count on to provide quality, traditional immune support. We pick our elderberries at their peak to deliver an elderberry extract rather than a juicer or powder, so you know you're getting the best of what nature has to offer. Find your way to well with quality immune support from Nature's Way Sambucus. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sure. It is Garage Pod! And guess what? This time we're in Wacky Jack, Wack Jack, Wack Jack, Zags Emporium.
Oh, fuck.
What's up,
Can
guys?
Can we call that forever?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that sound clip.
Wow.
I think I did really good on that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks for... Wow. Yeah, nonetheless, thank you for letting us record here, Wacky. No problem. It's your boy, Monty. We're back.
It is King here.
It's Ron John.
Ron John's really fighting the bull right now. It's your boy, Slim. You know, we're out here on the Garage Pod.
Episode 3.
You know, episode 3. We're in a different garage this time.
Jack, give yourself another introduction.
Over is what you said.
What?
Huh?
Jack, introduce yourself. I don't think they heard his voice.
What's up, guys? I'm Jack, a.k.a. Wacky.
A.k.a. Whack Jads. Thank you.
The wackiest of jads.
So we got a different setup, like Slim said. We got a TV, apparently, now, showing Slim screen. You don't have anything up. You just have levels. Why don't you look up, like, Yeah, there you go. Nice.
You look up, like...
There we go.
I like that. Too much pressure, like...
UFC rankings. Look
That's
up,
what I'm saying.
Under pressure. So, just have something on the screen for us to look at while we talk. You know, we're in a new environment.
Hi, Monty.
Some different circumstances going on.
You need
on.
A light around? Okay, yeah. So what's up? So we had a member of our crew.
This is the first Google imaged. Hi, Monty. And this is the first image that popped up.
That one below it looks like you in the morning.
I used to bully Robert Shree's little brother with that.
This.
Petrifying that dude.
Hi there, Monty.
Robert Shree? That looks like motherfucking Robert Udy.
Yeah, that was a Udy for sure. Y'all be misconstruing shooties and Udies, and you need to know the difference because Udy be a little motherfucking Smeagol look motherfucker. Udy is not like that.
That's not Smeagol.
Yo, what's that Obama one down there on the right?
Oh. No. Oh, what happened?
Scott Holtzman.
Yes, happened. You're not doing a good job.
Strip this is...
What's up, Rob?
Connect your shirt.
You got something to say, buddy?
I've seen a lighter.
Okay.
Ron needs a lighter for a cigarette. Yeah, he's trying to figure something out.
A light tray.
So, I just got back from vacation.
Yep.
Alex, how was it?
Looking like
you look tan as a potato.
What do I look like? What do I look like, everybody?
You're super tan.
Have you guys had Wendy's breakfast yet?
No.
Have you guys ever been to Five Guys where they throw all the bags?
No. King looks like the potato wedges.
They just throw all the fries in the bag, yeah. And like you see the outside of the bag.
Easily,
and it's like greasy.
And
like, yeah, that's what you're
saying. King looks like a Five Guys Cajun French fry.
If you've never seen me, if you went to Fiesta Pizza on Newton,
yes,
that's a plug.
Got a King JoJo.
And you had the biggest JoJo you ever seen. That would be what I look like.
The biggest one.
I better be as big as the biggest JoJo.
Yo, do you think all of us together could eat a JoJo as big as you? Like a human-sized JoJo?
What? That's a huge...
That's a big-ass fucking... Dude, and all that, like, starch?
That'd be like... How much do you weigh?
I can't stop laughing at Ronnie, bro.
Yeah, bro. No fucking way.
Yes. Ron's already.
Bro, we wouldn't make it through fucking 10 pounds of potatoes, the five of us.
145 pound JoJo? Who's eating that?
145 people.
Ron's doing weight reps.
145 people. Perfectly.
I love it.
Yeah. Give me some ketchup and a little cheese.
There's absolutely no way. I mean... What's the biggest possible steak?
Around you about 10 minutes out.
Eat?
There like isn't. Drop down.
They have porterhouses there.
It's like 20 something.
Are you going to drop down, motherfucker?
Yes, sir.
You're off four boaties. Like
the whole thing?
Yeah.
Going there blazed, not eating all day. I fast most days? Yeah.
Really?
If I went
you
in there.
Fast most days?
Most days.
Jack Wacky.
Yeah.
Fast most days. So
fasty.
Yeah, like
Jack
till like
Wacky
seven.
Fasty.
Till like six or seven most evenings.
You don't need anything, just water.
No,
No, I drink like energy drinks and stuff.
And coffee.
So it's not like fasting, but it's like coffee, energy drinks, stuff like that. But no food.
Liquid diet till about 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Eat a big meal. Go to sleep.
A decent meal. Lately, I haven't been eating a lot, but yeah.
Actually, when I used to wrestle and stuff, that's when I would stop eating to cut weight. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you eat your last meal at 7, that is when you're going to be able to maintain the most amount of weight. You don't eat anything after that. Maybe a little water, maybe a little snack. Vegetables or something, but after that you're not gonna gain any weight. After that, that's gonna help you lose some weight or maintain a little bit of weight. That's good. How long have you been doing that for?
Fuck, dude, I can't even remember now. Over a year. Yeah.
Wow. You eat meat and shit?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you just don't eat till about 7 o'clock.
No, Ronnie said, "How do you get your pudding if you don't eat your meat?" And he's just tweaking it.
I was gonna say, you guys were looking at me like you definitely heard that fart that I let out.
I didn't.
Sorry,
you guys were having a great conversation. Keep going. I'm sorry. I was just laughing.
That was hilarious. What made you want to start that kind of thing?
I listened to it. Someone was talking about it on Rogan's podcast when it was talking about like the ketogenic diet that you have to fast to get into like ketosis if you don't take supplements.
Right.
So I took supplements and I fucking fasted in the beginning. It was okay, but now I just fast. I don't know if I was ever in ketosis or anything either. I never like took the test or anything. But yeah, it was Dom D'Agostino and a couple other doctors were on there talking about like intermittent fasting and like the benefits.
Hell yeah.
Like,
I know there's definitely, I mean, there's a lot of people in the world that do that type of thing.
Yeah.
And there's definitely benefit. I feel like I do that most days without even trying though.
Yeah. That's
like,
what,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think about it now.
I'm at work. I don't eat lunch. I don't eat breakfast. I eat a fucking Mountain Dew and a fucking Krispy Kreme in the morning. I'm there.
And that's
till about 4 o'clock and then just fall asleep, take a nap, eat some McDonald's or something. Like,
why do you guys think naps are so frowned upon?
I don't think they're frowned upon.
I think naps are
looked at as lazy.
I just think that a lot of people can't take them. And that if, like, people
can't
take them. Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't take a nap, so you're saying no naps. Like, it's like saying you can't smoke weed because your job, so no weed. Like, no, fuck you. Weed's allowed. Naps are allowed forever.
Like, I like taking it's a little hour nap. I like, what I like doing, my sleep schedule is like, I wake up at 7 every morning. I come home around 4, and I'll try taking a nap from like 5 to 6. Wake up, eat dinner, and then I'm up until like 3 a.m., 2 a.m., something like that.
Right.
And I feel good.
There was like, if Slim wants to look this up, there was like a trend back in the day, like people that were like, thought they were aristocrats and stuff like that, and like smart people at the time would like sleep for like 2 hours and then wake up and do stuff for like 4 hours and then sleep for like 2 or 3 hours and then wake up and do stuff, and that's how like their sleep schedule was. They thought that was like the best.
I think
it was like the 1800s. Yeah, it was like people were doing it for some reason. I can't remember. Like some thinker at the time thought it was like way better.
Just to be energized all day for whatever you're doing. It kind of makes sense. I mean, there's really no reason once you get off work you can't kind of take a nap.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was.
I do that too, though. Like, I'll get off work.
Yeah, segment sleeping, I think, is what it is.
Segmented sleep.
Yeah.
I'll get high. I'll smoke a couple of blunts or whatever, go on, take a nap.
Right.
Wake up, come back out, do the same thing for a little bit. Wiggle in the environment, and then I don't think I can
function like that.
Nah, dude.
I personally hate
naps. Your brain
would
hurt.
Why?
Oh, so you're one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
He's a nap hater. There's this game called Shame. We Happy Few on Xbox Live.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Homoerotic bathhouse.
Okay. Hey.
Pedophile rage.
Alright, so We Happy Few
sacrificing kids
is a game where you're pushed in this city.
Don't say
like shit's going crazy, and you're fed shit's these pills crazy. Called joy pills, which makes everything look all right. So then as soon as the pills wear off, you start to see how fucked up the city really is, and then you gotta figure out how to get through the city.
Is this a game you're making up?
No, this is on Xbox Live right now.
It sounds like
which is why everyone who's listening to switch to Xbox right now.
Oh, that's an exclusive? Yeah. I'm sure people are switching for that.
It's called We Happy Few. I think it's on PC too. Anyway. So you're like a fucking what's it called? A printer press. You're like
you work one of those?
What are you thinking about, Ron? You alright?
Do you remember?
Okay,
I remember. Ron got a big turd coming soon. I can feel it.
Just think about this.
All right. Right. Anyway. All right. So we the happy few. All right. So you start off as like this person that's like in a simulation, basically, and you take these joy pills that make you feel reality. But when you go off the pills, it makes you see reality, and you don't want to see reality. But when other people notice you're seeing reality, you freak out, right?
Okay.
Like, so shit goes crazy.
Where did you hear this from?
This sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
This is a game.
Sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
We the Happy Few.
That is literally a game. What platform? Yeah. What is that on?
Xbox,
PlayStation. I don't know about PlayStation, but it's definitely on Windows.
What about PC or iOS?
It's definitely on PC, yes. Okay.
iOS.
So King had a little bit of a
Yeah,
I had a little bit of a list that we
anyway, had. when the big reveal what I was trying to show here was when you get off your when you get off your pill, your joy was when you go into this room, everyone's like, "Oh, like yeah. I'm so glad you're on your joy." And then everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, for sure. And they're like, "Oh, you lost your joy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah."
And it's like, "Oh, shit." Turns the whole room upside down. They start eating, like, rat varmint guts. Like, it's crazy. Dude, it's nuts.
Nuh-uh.
I swear.
Like, little rats
like,
and shit?
Like, in the joy version, it looks like they're beating a piñata on a desk.
What's it look like?
But in the other version, when you don't take the joy, it looks like they're just eating guts out of a rat. Like, it's the most crazy like game colorful? I've ever seen. Yeah. It's crazy.
What's the room look like? It's just a room?
It's just an office space. Like, they're having an office party.
There's desks.
Yeah, but then one, like,
computers. Yeah. Like, it's one of the craziest games I've ever seen.
And how do you win?
You gotta, like, so, like...
Eat all the rats?
So, the problem is once you realize that you are eating rats, then people become annoyed because you're not on the joy. So, then they want to be on the joy. So, then...
They force-feed you the joy.
Are you making this up?
No!
They force-feed you the joy?
You're making this up.
We the Happy Few. Look it up.
We Happy
You Few. Look it up. You got the...
15
Bro,
more minutes.
We the Happy... I'll look it up right
Show
now.
Us the fucking trailer
yeah,
for this game.
We can watch the video right now.
Yeah, let's see the... I mean, I 1,000,000% think you're making this up, but that's fine.
No, I've heard of We Happy Few. I just don't know about... I don't know about the game.
Can you stop breathing so heavy?
Yo, how about
I
when...
I'm
just getting running.
Ron, I thought you were crying too. I'm sorry. Dude,
how about when Theo Vaughn
for a second, I'm like,
takes
oh,
those mushrooms
brother.
And he hops up on stage?
Like, did you
dude.
Watch the podcast
did,
where
did
he took
hey,
up
did you eat the
with Joey Diaz?
I didn't watch the podcast.
Bro, watch the podcast. Yeah.
Watch when he hops up
oh, no,
on,
I've
on
seen
stage
when
at a comedy
stage.
Store.
Hey, don't throw
yeah.
up here. Don't throw
they
up here.
They talk about him going.
Roddy, go outside and throw up.
I mean, it's not a big deal if he does.
Just don't throw up right in front of yourself?
Yeah, no, just turn around or something.
Yeah, just puke in that insulation.
I can't get up. I'm getting this.
Give him a
drink. Some of this water, bro.
Underneath over there.
Is there a bucket?
Throw up in this bucket. Or in this
box.
In this box of shell pecans.
There you go. Boiled peanuts.
I wish we had cameras, man. We need to get cameras in this.
Oh, we will get cameras, man.
What am I looking up?
We Happy Few trailer.
Yeah,
game
let's
you were
see
talking
the
about.
For this shit. Just go to click video right there. Click video. Or that. Yeah, sure. That works too.
Who's got headphones?
Me. You want to hit mute on it. If I'll keep talking so no one can hear it, but yeah, you definitely want to hit mute unless you don't care.
I do care.
Okay, we'll hit mute. Hit mute. I'll keep talking so no one can hear it. Oh, it don't matter. You'll cut it out. Okay, sorry.
All right, so they're walking up. Peaky Blinders animated series, basically.
This looks so fire, far. Though. I like this animation style.
It's kind of cool.
This is how me and Ron feel right now.
I love fucking, I like this Assassin's Creed.
Ron, look up. Isn't this how me and you feel right now?
Damn, this dude just dropped his shit on the ground. I cannot
believe this shit exists.
I know you ever played this game, but this makes me feel like how I feel right now.
Who the fuck told you about this?
Dang, what'd they do? Hear the pills clink on the ground? Oh, yeah. Same people that made Dishonored. Yeah, dude, I did see the trailer for this.
That is fucking crazy. I've never seen this game before in my entire life.
It's the same people that made Dishonored.
Never heard of that before either.
Oh, you'd be giving people the pause.
I mean, I guess, like zombies?
Bro, stop. You've never heard of Dishonored or Dishonored 2?
What is that, war game?
It's like a stealth killing game, bro. It's
no. Wild.
You need to watch the highlights. It's like slick, like Assassin's Creed, but first person.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's wild. It's fire.
I fucked with Assassin's Creed. That's one of my favorite games, bro.
It's like that, but first person. And you have powers. You can, like, throw people, teleport.
That's dope.
Yeah, dude, it's wild.
I had never heard of that shit before in my life.
It's just like this.
My brother,
action.
My brother probably fucks with that shit. Yeah. Austin, he likes, you ever played Last of Us?
No, but I bought the Last of Us PlayStation, never fucking played it.
Dude, that shit is hard.
Yeah.
Like, all the zombies, like, there's missions and shit. There's, like, 100 zombies coming at you.
That the one with the hordes, actually?
Yeah, like, you can switch between people. It's kind of like GTA, but kind of like, but zombies and shit. Like, you can switch between the guy
crazy,
and the girl.
Crazy, right?
It's hard.
That shit's fire,
that's what
dude.
You feel
that
like right
so
now.
Good.
Yes.
Like, you're playing.
Okay, well.
We happy few.
First off, if you try.
Eating a rat.
Touching me like that, I will kill you.
Or eating a rat in front of me.
If you ever attempt to
like,
come
touch me
anywhere
like
near me like that,
I will end you.
All right. So recently there was that explosion in Beirut.
Yeah. You guys talked a lot about that on your last
we
week's.
Did.
Or last week's.
The other what days.
The other days thing that I
the Wacky Amati show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big topic. I mean, something like that is actually sort of, in a wrong way to say it, incredible. How is something that fucking big able to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big-ass explosion.
It was incredible.
Not incredible in like a good way. That's
fucking obviously
horrible,
a bad way.
That,
yeah, for sure.
But something that has that much energy, like, when I was thinking about this today. If you're able to see when energy is so, like, compiled and you can see it in a shock wave.
Yeah, dude.
That, there's energy around us all the fucking time and we can't see
it. Right,
yeah. But when it's compiled and you can see that shit, oh, my God. I couldn't imagine
it like, vaporized the atmosphere around it. It was so fast, and the shock wave so violent.
Mm-hmm.
That's
there was
what
people,
you,
I
seeing.
Saw a video of a dude on a boat.
Just
I don't know how the fuck he posted the video.
He got cracked.
You could see. Imagine something exploding in your face. You watch it and then you don't hear it for a minute.
Dude, that's like the video
the
of that volcano
fuck?
Exploding.
Because you don't if there's a good chance like if you ever get if anyone
was
ever,
it a full minute?
I don't know. I mean, for some people, I mean, it affected house. It was blowing out windows and leveling buildings. Fucking. 10 to 15 miles outside the fucking building.
Yeah, it was like 240 kilometers.
It was crazy the videos that you did see that they were like, it was the initial like, boom, and like, and then, the one, did you guys see the bridal shot?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
No.
The one of the bride.
Why don't you pull it up?
I saw. Oh, yeah,
that's why you. That's why we put this up.
I saw the
put levels on the screen.
I saw the guy on the boat. That I hope he's okay. And I saw a guy drive, or
he's dead.
It could be a guy or a woman drive. He posted the video. He has
dead.
To be alive.
He did.
There's no way. Uh-oh. He has to be alive. And then I saw a guy in a car he's that this poor guy got his windows blown, or a woman, hopefully not, got her windows blown out. What? It was just horrible. What?
You were looking up the bridal joint. Why'd you just look up Explosion?
Explosion?
Explosion.
This one. Yeah, this is it. All right, so his wife is getting her wedding pictures done.
Oh, no, dude.
They're very, you know, just like very average, and then just boom, wind gust goes through, and then boom, sun gust goes through. It's like crazy, like the whole everything, bro, the whole what are they using changes, a drone? The whole sky's changing.
Yeah, what is happening?
They recording it with the drone?
No.
Yeah, watch. They're sure? recording this with a drone. Watch.
It could have been.
It must have been. There's no way that dude's that close and just walking around, yeah. flying around like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Watch how it reacts when the shockwave hits. Boom.
Yeah, it got blown.
It's a drone and it didn't hit anything. The dude flying the drone's like, shit, bro. I've been
oh, yeah,
doing
that's
this.
To do
right.
with the camper. Okay, he yeah. been melted damn, against the wall.
Jack, damn.
oh,
look
yeah.
at you. Whack Jazz. Yeah,
look up
back
look,
on the look motherfucking.
Look up the video of the guy on the. On the boat, and by no means that we're laughing at this by any way.
No, yeah, it's not that.
This is
we're laughing at the people getting injured. It's just the shock of it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean it's insane that something this big of an explosion exists.
While this is up, I wanted to talk about this. There was also explosions in China, Iraq, North Korea, and in the United Arab Emirates, all in the same day.
Bro, there's explosions everywhere in my brain.
I see that.
I got explosions in my brain.
Oh my God. Slim looks like a parrot right now.
A paradigm.
A parrot.
Oh, parrot.
Yeah, dude. All I like that video that you sent. That video you sent me, Monty.
Yep.
Was a bunch of fire that I saw. I didn't see any of the explosions, but dude. Could you what do you guys even what can you even speculate like what was happening?
Well, that leads me into the next thing I wanted to talk about was like this might be one of them. We can talk about a few per person, whatever. But what is like your favorite conspiracy theory? Like not favorite. I mean, they're all kind of horrible in a way. But like, which one do you like really believe about or
I think
about?
I think the mob killed JFK.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe
the mob
that.
Killed JFK.
Yeah, that's
what?
Definitely one I
yeah.
can entertain.
You know, you
sure.
know why I believe that though is because I've heard JFK's dad
yep.
was heavily involved in the mob. He was like not really like a mobster, but he was like a bootlegger, like a hang around and shit.
Hang around.
And
I like that.
Look at how
when,
bad of a
when,
time
when,
Rodney's having.
When think about this, like
how do we even
imagine? JFK no, check this out though. Like,
why
imagine,
are you listening? Because you're not listening.
Imagine if you
just sit there and do shit on the computer.
Imagine,
all right,
yeah.
all right, I'm
keep
doing,
going, dude. Yeah. You're good.
Imagine if you're JFK and your dad's involved. You know, you're hanging out with these people, or whatever, and then you know, JFK's dad basically told him like, "You're never going to be president if you're not married. You need to marry Jackie. Do
yeah,
your thing."
Right. He was trying
get married. You need to
yeah,
do that.
Straight
you're,
and narrow.
You're
yeah.
never going to be married. You know, he was like, I've heard right. like. I like JFK a lot. I've watched documentaries. I've heard he was like a sex addict.
Beating cheeks.
He was a, yeah.
He was definitely beating cheeks for sure.
He was the youngest president ever, bro.
Yeah.
He was the prettiest.
He
was the prettiest president ever.
He won because he's handsome.
Yeah, he was a savage. He was a young
dude. All the historians.
Yeah.
TV. Handsome.
So, and then once he became president, him and his brother basically ran the country.
Yeah.
He was president, and then his brother was attorney general. And the mob thought, like, wow, really, like, we got him in the bag.
It's,
but
yeah.
not really, though. When they became what they were, Robert Turned Kennedy, dude, fucking arrested, like, 180 to, like, 300 mobsters
Played
in a
shit.
Day in New
yeah.
York. And they were like, oh, yeah, bro, like.
We're running it up on you, sir.
JFK was in a goddamn drop-top fucking Lincoln driving down the street 5 miles an hour.
Plus the
after he
Cubans.
Did that. Oh, yeah, after, you know, what he really Ray did Pace. There. He was supposed to send air support, and he didn't do it. yeah. But, you know, the
Yo,
mob 100% did that. That's your favorite?
Hold on. Did you pause it?
Right now. Hey, listen. Roddy. What up, Doddy? Hey, this is called Corner Hospital. Corner Hospital here. Hey, what are your ailments?
Let's hear it, Ron.
Like, dude, I'm glad you get a good job. But
I almost fucking died in this space.
All right, this man's about to fucking die. Get him in here. Get him in here. Get his cart. Let me get his steak. Okay. Okay.
Stop yelling.
That's not right, all right, Dr. Monty. This man's coming in here. He's presented to me with the symptoms of almost fucking dying. Monty, what do you got for him?
I am more worried about my nurse. What are you?
What about your fucking friend?
Because we're bossing, goddammit, because that's what Ron was going for. I was trying to go for that goddamn nurse
practitioner.
I don't know what he is.
It was one of those like old people nurses who like, goes there.
I thought we were going to keep up with the hospital.
Nurse practitioners can write prescriptions.
That's slim.
What kind of improv act is this?
What movie is that? We didn't walk back on. What movie is that when he's like...
What kind of...
When he's making the old ladies like Ben Stiller's making the old ladies make the sweaters.
Oh,
he's like my fingers hurt.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Well, now your back's gonna hurt because you just pulled landscaping.
Dude, that's one of the.
There's a fucking box of puke in it next to me. Dude.
Can I trouble you for a warm glass of milk?
I drink.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. You will go to sleep,
I can't even
or I will
see
put
your
you
face
to sleep.
Still,
where's my headphones? Who's you got? Where's mine? You.
You let me all use yours.
Go for it. All right. So anyway,
back to the
box.
What kind of box is this? What kind of box is that? Why would they ship that? Who returned to sender? That's what I'm saying.
Pretty sure that's from a Mexican restaurant.
You are the loudest person I've ever heard in my life.
There's a baby sleeping over you.
Two babies.
Yeah. Two babies.
Double babies.
There's a monster
two and a half
on
steps
tongue.
Away.
Bro, Ronnie, stop. Hey.
Ron, no one even knows what you're talking about because we took a break between you and your total eclipse.
Ronnie,
so we're back.
Let's talk to Ron about the near-death experience.
That's
like,
not
you
even
see
close
the
as worse as I've been.
Yeah, bro.
In this
you saw Lebanon, bro? That's just crazy.
What did he just say?
Lebanon?
Are we talking about the bombs, or am I going to talk about the kids right now and get on some real shit?
This dude Slim just said, did you guys see the thing in Lebanon?
Don't fucking do
this
shit.
We just had
a whole conversation about it.
I mean, 15-minute conversation about it?
That was the joke. I said, well, Ron, you see the thing in Lebanon?
Okay, you see this thing in Lebanon?
All right, I'm sorry, bad joke. Ron, tell us about your experience.
He had so
you guys worried about the people that died over in the bombs?
No, we're
right?
worried about you.
Well, what about the guy that fucking almost died right here?
Right here in front of your guys.
You just...
face.
Like, my name is Ron John.
You said
and I almost took my last breath.
My name's Ron John.
We were here for you, bro.
Bone solace,
you guys were... Alex was really there. But he rubbed my back. I felt that. Got me through a lot of shit, dude. I felt like with my journey.
Oh, oops.
And then Slim, dude, he just like gets me all fucked up and just dips off. And then here I am.
And then just dips off.
Here I am.
All fucked up
here I am.
Off.
Fucking.
Holler at me, King, if I'm being.
Facing my hands. And I'm fucking thrown up in a box. Fucking.
Didn't Alice in Chains have a song about that?
Throwing up in a box.
Throwing up in a box.
Does it say guns?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, dude. It's from a Mexican restaurant, I'm pretty sure.
Ron,
so
you're
I
good.
Have the COVID.
Definitely not.
And I just had the worst experience
you have,
on drugs in my life.
You
right
have
now.
COVID?
You know who else does not have COVID? DeWine tested negative after testing positive.
He didn't want to go see
allegedly.
Daddy Trump.
Allegedly.
In Columbus.
Allegedly.
You know what my thing is about
let's
that?
Hear it.
Bet he didn't want to meet Trump.
So wait,
yeah,
whoa,
he was just like,
wait,
this
wait,
month.
Wait, wait, wait. We're not on Ron. Ron, you said something about COVID.
He's a Republican now.
Ronnie doesn't have COVID.
Slim,
he ain't worried about re-election.
You said something to the box
Slim,
and having COVID.
I think today's like your production day.
Proto.
You didn't hear that? Yeah.
What
did
he say?
Being serious. It was satire. And then King starts going into a good segment and you just jump in and say some wild shit.
Yeah. What did Jack say just, when we started? Don't take away from a story. You just took away from the story.
King, continue.
Wacky.
Hey, can I just say something real quick?
No,
you
no,
almost died. We know.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
You almost died. It.
The Akron City water is the best water you'll drink in your
That's,
fucking life.
You don't like Fiji?
Even better.
Tap water makes you
than
strong.
Fiji?
I believe that. 1,000,000%.
He's still comfortable.
Tap water makes you
put
drunk.
Him under.
I'm telling you.
Put him
tap
under.
Tap water, drunk. Anywhere people are from,
anywhere.
Produces the best athletes.
Put him under.
The best athletes drink tap water growing up. I
That's
promise
true.
You.
Out of the hose, out of the side of the house.
Promise you.
Yeah, it's got to taste like a rubber hose.
The copper feeling in it, yeah. The, you know, varmints that crawl in it, whatever it is.
I think we've said varmints twice on this
podcast. I think
Slim
so, too.
Slim was talking about a fake game that he made up.
That he made up just to show us a video.
He coded to fucking to YouTube.
Yeah, y'all better have me as your producer.
That shit was not fucking real.
Yo, is that
we the happy few, dog. What do you mean? It's right here.
Yeah, don't play the
game.
Okay, I'm not going
to. Dead.
What is
this? It's over.
I don't know what to think about this headline.
Yo,
three Bon Appetit test kitchen stars of color.
Whose Twitter are you on?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
Leaving the series.
Whose mom is that?
Why are they like PowerPoint cutouts? Like what is with this fucking? I don't know.
So, in your thing here, Kim, you said space shuttle. What do you mean by that? Like the one they sent to Mars, joint?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Or brought them back, the people that came back.
Like that's
that international space travel, bro. They sent that shit. They sent Elon Musk, which he's pretty much, dude, like, he's the coolest person in the world.
Yeah, you know what's not cool about him, though?
What?
His brother got set up with his old lady by Jeffrey Epstein.
Ooh.
Kimball? That's supposedly.
Who's allegedly. His old lady?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Whoever I his forgot. Girlfriend is or one of
Who
his
Grimes?
Girlfriends.
Grimes?
No. His
Not
brother,
Grimes.
Kimball.
Oh.
Kimball Musk.
I didn't know he had a brother.
Yeah, dude, his name's Kimball.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, all I know about Elon is that he just tries to do a lot of things. I feel like he tries to help a lot of people. Like with his like, I mean, he's just a genius. Like,
he's legit.
For him to be able to figure out, like, he explained it. You ever hear him on fucking Rogan and shit?
Hell yeah.
He just explains shit to people, like to anybody, how he is talking to a 4-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he is so God. He's not being a dick.
No.
Not being an asshole, arrogant. He is just literally trying to make you get it. Albert Einstein said it one time. I don't know if he fucking really said it. I read that he said it. But he fucking said, if you can't explain something simply, You simply don't get it. Yeah, you simply don't get it. Exactly. If you can't explain it simply, you simply don't get it.
Exactly.
And Elon Musk can explain. He was explaining shit about, like, Neuralink. Like, he wants to put shit in people's fucking, like, he could drill, like, a nickel quarter-size hole in your skull. Check this out for a second.
What?
Check this out.
Oh, Elon. Yeah. He wants to make the neurotransmitters.
Neuralink. If you...
Like, I'm down with that.
Say you can't see. Say you can't fucking walk in your legs or something, bro. He will literally put a chip in your brain that will, dude. Like, you got to think of your brain as like a fucking what's it called, a junction box, a fuse box or whatever. Like, that shit is all electronic. If he can, he puts that chip in your head, bro. He's gonna make you be able to walk again and see again and hear again. Like, that shit's insane. Like,
yeah, and control you.
And you know what? How long would you think that shit would take for it to happen?
I seen iRobot.
How long?
Slim's favorite movie of all time.
Sunny.
That is not your favorite movie of all time.
Will Smith has a gas power.
Best favorite movie of all time.
Yo, there's these three laws and like.
That is the weakest favorite movie.
One of them is you can't hurt nobody.
The worst.
Yeah,
bro, like, it's a good movie.
That's not even top five.
Dude, Shia LaBeouf was in that. Come on.
That's not even top five Will Smith movies.
Come on. Pursuit of Happiness.
Ron, I can't hear you. You're not on the mic. You gotta ask King for the mic.
Can we name five?
You ask King for permission
Will
on the mic.
Will Smith movies better than
King, can Ron
iRobot?
Speak?
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2. What about the five Will better Smith Will Smith movies
Wild Wild
better
West.
Than iRobot.
I Am Legend. No. Iron Legend has to be.
Wild Wild West.
What's all that right, movie if with we're him being a fucking pilot?
Better
Day?
Movies?
Independence.
Independence Day was
Independence
good.
Day.
Men in Black. Bad Boys. Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 1. 2.
I mean, those two were savage. No, Bad Boys
not
3.
Three.
I didn't watch 3. It was shitty.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. I heard Martin Lawrence.
Who gives a fuck? He had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Shark Tales.
We were just talking about Shark Tales while I was on vacation.
I didn't even think about that.
What? Remember when Oscar owed everybody money? Oscar? And they tried to get money out of him. Shit.
Was there the car wash?
It was called like Robots or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like
Fanny.
Yeah. She had the clapper. Yeah.
Aunt Fanny with the clapper.
Fanny with the junk in her trunk.
Aunt Fanny
dude.
With the yammies.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah. But Shark Tales, dude. Shark Tales is one of my favorite Will Smith movies of all time, bro.
Stop it. That movie's trash.
My favorite Will Smith movie of all time is Space Jam.
At the Whale of the Wash?
Bro.
And the Yo, and the cost? Off, oh my gosh.
Have you guys ever seen Osmosis Jones?
Yeah.
Osmosis Alex Jones is shitting all over Alex Shark Jones, Tale.
Brother. I will eat my fucking neighbor's ass. They're turning the frogs gay.
The water. Wait, the chemicals in the water. It's Chris Rock.
And who plays
Alex Jones?
No, it's the dude from Frasier, but not Kelsey Grammer. The other dude plays the pill.
The pill.
No, Drax, you know what's one of the funniest animated movies of all time for real? Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's
Bill New Murray dude. Is who dude. You're thinking yeah. of. Frank.
That is
Bill
so.
Bill Murray.
Cusco no Tachi.
It's Frank, the guy.
I used to have that game on. I used to have that game on a demo on PS1.
Yep. Yep. Yep, me too, bro.
Like, that shit was fire.
I had that shit.
This shit was good.
Dude, was there's a lot of good animated movies, like funny Cars. Ones. Emperor's New Groove. Cars was cool.
Didn't they just come out with a new Cars recently? Or am I tripping?
Like seven of them. It was like Mater's Revolution or something like that.
Yeah, they're like making like.
Did you see they're making another.
The tow truck wins the race? I don't know.
They're making another John Wick 4, and then they're making a John Wick 5 right after.
Give it up.
What is he mad about? He's still mad about
what
that.
Is he's still mad about? What is still?
I haven't
still
seen the third one.
Him.
He's still mad about that goddamn dog. Right. Like, get a new
bro,
one.
Bro, the dog was cute.
And then guess what?
Will Smith had
you know,
to kill his
you know
dog.
What's the corniest part about that goddamn movie is this motherfucker buries his tool in concrete. His pieces and his guns, he buries them in concrete. Then the whole 15 minutes of the scene is him just fucking.
Busting
maybe not 15
up.
Minutes, maybe 3 minutes, but whatever. Busting up concrete with a pitchfork.
Yo,
fork.
Hey,
like, what
this
the fuck
is the
is he
picture
doing?
Of this podcast.
Hey, the John Wick guy, bro. He's not even mad, bro. It's that he can't keep track of his fucking kids.
Yo.
Like, he's like the worst dad that's ever lived. How many times can you lose your kids?
That's Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that's taken.
Wow,
bro.
Wrong movie. Sorry to rant on that guy's
bro.
Parade.
Well,
there is a worse dad, though.
Theon Greyjoy is in... The first John Wick, he's the Russian dude that's the dude's kid.
Oh, John
that's
Wick,
Theon
that's
Greyjoy.
I was throwing you that alley-oop to tell
yeah,
him.
No, the My dude
bad.
From
that.
The Mighty Ducks?
The worst.
Wait,
I said this on
this
our podcast earlier this week. The worst dad of all time in a Disney movie, without a doubt, it's not even close. And if you think you can debate me, let's
Angels
debate
in the
it.
Outfield.
No.
What? It is Adam Banks' dad. From Mighty Ducks 1
That's
because
fair.
He Adam Banks transfers teams from
you
the Hawks.
You said the worst dad?
The
what
worst
about?
Dad yeah. of all time
no.
in a Disney movie.
Hold on,
listen. He transfers teams from the Hawks to the Mighty Ducks, right? Adam does, the kid. He's like 10 years old. Transfers teams. The dad is such a fucking douche. He wears a Hawks patch on his jersey, sits on the Hawks side for the championship game, and his fucking son is playing for the Mighty Ducks. So I dare you to name a worse father.
I'll name one right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'll
sure.
name one. In a Disney movie, name a worse father.
I got you 1 second, Ron.
I'll fucking cry.
What about the dad from Home Alone?
What?
He was never there.
Left his son there for a fucking whole
what
fucking
about,
Bahamas vacation. What?
Yeah, but he trained his like, son in the arts of fucking Vietnam.
Yeah, it's the whole family in that movie.
Shit.
It's not just the dad. It's the whole family.
No, it was the dad.
It's the whole family. It's specifically Adam Banks'
Adam,
dad.
Adam Sandler's
what
dad.
What are you looking up? That's Goldberg.
Awful. Adam Sandler's right Adam here. Sandler's dad and fucking Big Daddy sucked. His dad sucked.
Oh God!
To the very
come
end,
on, bro.
His dad sucked.
Is this real?
That's not a Disney movie,
bro.
Though.
Is this
I'm
for
talking
real?
Disney movie.
Look at this dude's face. Is this for real?
Yeah, no, that's
look at the,
real.
Look at
Disney
the TV.
Movie.
Is this for real?
Disney movie dad. That's worse than Adam Banks. Is that?
I got it beat, bro.
Dude, Angels in the Outfield, bro. The
what
orphan
what
kids?
Do?
Are you kidding
his
me?
Murder his whole family?
What?
What are you talking about?
Have you
about?
Never seen Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah.
There's no murder that happened. No. Angels in the Outfield. I'm talking about Disney fucking kids movies, bro. Jesus.
Wait, was that the one with the Indians?
What? It's the what? Angels in the Outfield.
He is talking
Hold on.
About major
He's
fucking
talking
league.
About Major League, bro.
Dude.
All right. What am I talking about?
This
major
guy.
League. Oh,
Slim.
He's talking about Angels in the Outfield.
Angels
You're
in the Outfield.
About major
I'm about
league.
To tell
okay.
you the reason why this dad
a whole
brings it in
river.
The
Sorry, go ahead.
This dad brings it in. The Tom Brady's the worst Disney piece of shit dad ever. It's Angels in the Outfield Orphan Dad. I don't even know his name. Can we get a fact check on the
just
name?
Orphan? Yeah, look up Angels in the Outfield Orphan Dad.
Anyways, he goes to court, bro, and they're all in, like, the foster home, and they're all in there, and he's just, like, talking to his dad. His dad comes in on his Harley. He's a badass. He comes in, and he's like, what up? And they're like, you know, blah, 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 talking about the kids, and he looks at the kids, and he looks at his son, which is, what's that dude's name? Gordon Love Hewitt, Leave Hewitt, or the guy that's, you know, Gordon.
Look it up on your phone.
You know what I'm talking about. That,
Roger Bowman?
What are you talking about? Anyways, he promises his kid if the Angels win the pennant, they will be a family again. And they win the fucking pennant. They win the fucking pennant, bro. Them motherfuckers go out there with the dude. There's a scene.
You don't want to know when the pennant?
Shut the fuck up, Slim. This is a sports movie classic. There's this scene, dude. All right.
The you dude, don't even know the dude's dad's name.
Oh, God.
He's not important. The guy's on the mound, right? He's a vet. The Angels pitcher, he's gassed. He's at the end of his career. The Angels are there. They're behind him because like the Angels come and they're about to like take him. But, you know, he's about to die because he's gassed. He's over. He's about to die, literally. And then the Angels are there, dude. And like, they all stand up, bro. They don't think he has no more juice left. The Angels back him up and they all stand up. They start doing like the
juice. Juice!
You got the juice! You got
the Angels in the outfield, damn wins. Fuck you.
Yeah, right, bro. You
wrong side
need
of the mic, brother. Wrong side of the mic, brother.
Adam Banks' dad is, first
there you
off.
Go.
Damn.
You don't even know who it is. Oh, and you're telling me.
Oh my God.
You think you know.
The guy promised his son that they would be a family if they won the pennant, and they won it, and he said nope. And then the coach of the Angels adopts the kids.
I get it. Is that a Disney movie?
Have you guys never seen Angels in the Outfield?
Is it a Disney movie?
I've seen it. But are you rocking the other team shit when your kid's playing?
You're a small child.
Yeah, fuck that little bastard.
Damn, dude. Cold.
Okay, if I had a kid, right? You know what I'm saying? Let's say
RS4.
Absolutely RS4. He grows up to be like, absolutely, you know, some star athlete. And he takes his talents down there to fucking Pittsburgh like some type of weirdo or something. I will literally hope that his career ends. After he gives me like
a Ronnie bonus, literally like, just had an imaginary kid and ruined his career in the NFL.
Yeah, go Browns. I mean,
oh fuck,
God, he can make it on another team.
Ron, how are you feeling about you not going to a Browns game this year?
News to me.
Yeah.
Whoa! Breaking news on Garage Pod.
Yo, the guy come off the drugs first. Shit.
Dang.
Let a guy come off the drugs first.
Blow his own spot up.
Ron's back in here.
So, the games are just over with now, huh?
Yep. No, that, me and you. Does that make it better out?
So, we're just going to have like Cleveland Browns Sunday banger somewhere. Jack's house.
You said Chad's perhaps house or Jack's house?
Either King's one. House. Kings. Sunday bangers for the Browns games. Where are we watching?
You know what?
Live?
Better yet, if we're really trying to go crazy, Slim's house, bro.
I ain't got it yet, but the end of the month, yeah.
No, so you're in a house now.
No! Your parents are sports fans?
Not one bit.
They like social events.
Not a scope.
Like my grandma watches the Indians. That's about it.
My grandmother.
My mom wants people to come over for a little $25 Acme bonfire pit that she throws sometimes. So yeah, if you guys want to come over for some drinks, show my mom how we really drink. Yeah, come through. Because she's like, well, why do you bring your friends over here?
You were drinking with your mother the other day, weren't you?
I drink with my mom.
She
all
tried
the time.
Apple butter. Bush, but
Bush latte,
yes,
apple butter style.
The apple Bush Light. I thought it wasn't bad. It was way better than a Red's Ale. She
no,
it gave
was
it a, like,
not.
She gave it a,
shut
like,
up.
And then she there's gave it a no 6 out of 10. I thought that's a respectable rating. A 6 out of 10 isn't bad.
I don't believe.
Yeah, I say I'd give it the same.
I think the next one we can bring those in here and bring the reds.
Do a taste
trial. No,
blind taste test. I think everyone can.
Bush is way better than a reds.
You are tripping your face off,
dude. It tastes like an actual beer.
That is a step up from Natty Light.
Bush beer, shout out Robert.
If you're drinking Bush regular, yes. But if you're drinking Bush Apple, it's a way bigger step up than an Apple Red.
Shout out Robert Schutte. I was with him and Nelson at the same time. Me and Wacky and Monty were there and stuff.
Slapping that open tent.
I don't know if you were there or not. We fucking, Robert Schutte drank about 15 beers that night. And every single beer was different. He drank a Miller's, a Budweiser. A course.
Ooh. And I, the Heinz 57.
Oh, he was getting it. Every single time I saw that man through the woods, he had a different flavored beer. I was like, wow. That's impressive. At one point, it was so funny to that. I love Robert. And fucking, he was sleeping in his own tent, and I was, you know, tripping my face off, and all of a sudden I hear it through my van. I was sleeping in the van. I hear his tent like collapse, kind of like I hear like something blow over, and Cody Yeager just wakes up out of nowhere. He's like, "I got him, guys! Like, don't worry, he's coming to my tent." Like, I wake up in the morning, Robert's tent just the wind blew
just
it over.
Just gone.
It was just like just
damn.
Yeah,
it was just like open to the elements.
Yeah. It was so over.
Got beat up.
Cody Yeager saved his life, man.
Ron, you good?
Are you good?
You baby.
Let's interview some. So, what do you got going on right now?
What's up?
Money Weather Tape's out right now.
Other than that, you already plugged that.
So. Yeah.
Jeez.
That's out. It? Go get it. Go look that up. It's money, dollar sign.
But like, what do weather. You have going on?
I got a podcast.
A bunch of podcasts now.
That's about it for me, brother. Brother.
You're looking to get an
apartment. I've been working out.
There you go. Thank you. Okay.
I've been working out lately. Cool. I'm not making an Instagram page like motherfuckers be doing.
Oh,
make a fitness page,
no,
bro.
Hold on.
You should do it, but you should do it like totally as a parody.
Dude, like, I'm like not changing in the knee picture. Bro. I'm the same with every picture.
Dude, he needs to make a fitness account, dude.
That would be fucking
bro. Like, what if I say like slim fit? And like, okay, so like
Slim Fit. What are we waiting for?
Slim Fit with your cute ass. So like me during quarantine, right? I was real bad during quarantine. I was like 110. Now I'm down to like 195.
110?
I mean 210.
No.
This motherfucker's an atom weight.
Right.
What the fuck is he?
210.
Stone?
Right. Yeah. 210 is what I was.
Actually,
210 is what I was. So now I'm down to about 2 or I'm sorry, I was 210.
It's like 600 pounds.
Now I'm about 195, right? So
that's a huge weight loss. Slim, you should be proud of that.
Well, yeah, 100 pounds.
I actually used to be on my 600 pounds.
By the way, wrestling your no, brother circa 5 years ago. Yeah. What if I really made an Instagram page where I was like, yo, weight loss.
Yeah, and it's just you and every
just
day.
Me, like every
just
day,
gaining
like,
weight.
The same pic. Like,
just gaining weight.
Nothing's changing.
Yes.
No, just literally repost the same picture every day.
Right. The same one every day. Like, yeah, drank a little bit less today. Tell you what.
Lifted a little more, drank a little more water.
Did a little bit.
I'm about to start an Instagram page where I just take King looking like this and I just put him like over different meals and shit. Like, sprinkle a little like cheese on him one day. Maybe do like a loaded King potato one day.
Just have me in between some JoJo. See,
no, you need to get him
like a Where's Waldo.
We need to make sure if we
put you in a stack of potatoes.
We need to make sure if we keep doing this, he sits in the same seat every week, and then we get to see how his darkness
just
lowers.
We need like a fucking like.
A color chart.
Yeah, a palette. Yeah. Like Lowe's when you go to pick out your paint.
Yeah, we do the swatch, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Ron?
Did you guys bring Pedialyte out here when I was dying?
Yeah, that was for you, buddy.
That was Jack. He was here for you.
Jack, you had that on deck? Look
that
you.
Was
just in case, bro.
Damn, I mean, dude, that thing's like it. Sealed ready to
eat.
Like,
about the snacks?
Isn't
too?
That what Pedialyte is for?
Ron, wow.
Dehydration.
Ron's so like,
and
yo,
babies?
Good boy was.
And babies, yeah.
Right.
I've never drank Pedialyte.
I mean, dude,
Pedialyte's salt.
When someone's dying in your fucking basement or garage,
it's basically salt. I mean,
that's the Pedialyte with the
flavored salt.
Can I see that?
What is this thing, dude?
I've drank it.
You really never drank Pedialyte?
And it was absolutely disgusting when I drank it.
Can I see it?
Little Belvita.
Yeah, let's get Monty's taste test.
That tastes like saline.
On the garage pod.
Yeah.
It's saline. It's the flavored.
This tastes like saline.
Imagine a drip from putting
it's
like
flavored salt water.
Yeah, from putting yeah, like a nose saline up your nose. Like when it drips, that's what it tastes
wait,
like.
It, does that have a flavor even, or is it just?
It might be strawberry.
Yeah, I think it's strawberry.
It's strawberry.
Okay, that'll so okay, it's gonna though. Taste like salty strawberries.
I drank
like you dipped a strawberry in salt is what it's gonna taste like.
Semen.
But oh. also kind of like
who
a
drinks this?
Also kind of like a Gatorade.
Babies.
People say you're supposed to drink them after you have a long night out of drinking.
No. Drug addicts.
You're good. Just
yeah. All right. They say it's for
everything I try. I gotta give it.
Take a healthy gulp.
Every
one drink, everybody knows the rules.
Not a sip. A
oh wow!
Gulp.
Don't you spill?
They got the whole.
That.
It's medicine, bro. It's
God damn!
Don't
what
you
is
be spilling none of that?
It fights the
I
COVID.
Drink lean. It's not embarrassing.
It fights
what
are you
the. Doing
by the shotgun? It fights the COVID.
He just fucking shotgun.
I can't get this off. I don't got fingernails. Can you get that?
Can you
teeth?
Can you please shotgun the Pedialyte?
Get it with your teeth.
I would have done that.
Can you Baker Mayfield shotgun it?
What does that mean?
Bite the fucking bottle.
All right. So everything I try, I got to smell first. So.
Bottle.
It's strawberry salt water is what you're gonna taste.
Take a sip.
Strawberry flavored salt water. Because I've tried drinking it. People are like, oh yeah, you're hungover. You need Pedialyte. And I'm like, oh, I've never had it before. Okay, I'll do that. They've been like, I don't know. I was just like, no,
looking
that's not
like it might be fire.
That's not the move.
Yeah, that's
awful.
No, that's good.
What?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it too. I drink it.
I promise. It tastes like.
You just said against the
do you
guy.
Know you're supposed to drink the whole bottle? Like Jack's doing right now?
It is delicious.
It doesn't taste bad at all. It just tastes like Powerade.
Nothing
or
is
something.
More refreshing like on a light hot summer day.
It's like watered down Powerade.
Yeah, delicious. Like G2.
Yes. It's very
this
good.
This motherfucker tastes like G2!
Diet.
Can I have that granola bar too, Ronnie?
If you're not gonna eat known that, it tasted like that. I would have drank that.
I mean, I was
gonna
die.
This motherfucker gave Ronnie a snack pack.
You can have that Belvita, motherfucker.
That one is good.
You can have
that.
I don't want those. Yeah, Ron, we want to make sure your insides
bar.
Are good.
I had some Nelson Ledger's Pedialyte. That shit was fucked up. I didn't know it had no CVS brand.
Oh,
yeah,
dude, Nelson's Legends good. Pedialyte.
There's
what?
Nelson's Legends brand Pedialyte. You
no,
drank that?
But that's I got it from a gas station outside the limits, dude. And it wasn't good. I got,
Jack,
and it wasn't this color before. Either. It was red,
yeah.
And this shit still Mumble. Wasn't good. This shit's clear and it's fantastic.
Mm.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it tastes like the clear Powerade, like a little diet brand.
Yeah, no, that shit's good, dude.
G2.
It smells playing like air it smells like really, really mic. Strong flavored water. Well, how long have we been going, Slim? What is this?
You don't need that.
I don't know.
Take a couple drinks, homie.
Sets it on me.
I didn't mean to. I thought
only
you...
an hour.
Well,
let's keep going then. What else is what's
well,
next on the list?
Going, we're gonna still go. I'm
gonna cut it short, fellas, but I'm back.
Did you drive here?
Yeah.
You drove here?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't trust
what
you.
What do you mean?
I don't trust you driving.
Dang. I drove here. I was fine when I got here. Then
like,
Slim,
if you and
Slim
I
got me all fucked up.
If you and I did a NASCAR race,
I'd win.
I'm burning your
circle. Yeah, right.
Burning your little cheeks.
Dude,
up.
I have two DUIs. It gives me like 500 horsepower.
Never giving you a tattoo.
Extra
horsepower?
No, it gives you extra odds against you getting caught. What's that on DraftKings,
Mike? Ain't no cops on the strip.
You and Ron, odds of getting home safe.
Oh.
My dad will only ride with Andrew Faramani.
Ron's car versus your car.
My dad will only ride with Andrew home from the Browns games because he feels so safe with Monty, so he wins.
Well, your car has no...
I had a nice car.
Floor.
What are you doing over there?
My thing came undone. So
you look like you're slow dancing.
You just got a nice car, Slim, so I don't want to hear it.
I live that life. I live that life.
This dude Slim paid all that money for his car so he can pee on it whenever he wants. The shit's crazy.
Fuck yeah.
That is such a flex. Like,
I just pee on Slim.
and you do pee on Slim.
That's a big flex.
That's an even bigger flex.
It's like a huge flex.
You deserve that peeing now after what you did to me tonight, dude. You got me fucked up.
You tried killing family. Yeah,
you literally almost killed me, Slim.
Control your drugs, bro.
Control your... Know what the fuck you give someone.
You know what the fuck you're doing, bro.
I knew what the fuck I was doing. That was nothing. Did ya? Oh, that. Oh, it runs just like last time. Get the like fuck the out time. Of here.
I'm still staying in here. Like the I'm last still staying in here.
Oh, okay, Elton John, I'm still.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you fucking,
just leave.
With you some fucking fentanyl? What are you? Yes. I don't know, dude. I didn't know what was going to happen, all right?
These motherfuckers are about.
Hey,
you arguing about who did fentanyl.
I made my peace with God. I made my peace with God.
You
I was ready to call Chad. I was like, Chad, walk me through it, dude. How do I get there? I need directions, Chad.
I made my peace with God.
Where are we going?
You went into a bit of a hole.
GPS you came don't
out
work.
Of hole. You, hey, you had to think yourself out of that hole. You're going to be a better man for it.
Yeah. I had no signal down there, bro. I had no direction, no signal.
You had to dig yourself out.
I'm in a box.
It's all you.
With fluid coming out of it.
It's all you.
I think I might have farted when I was throwing up. I don't know. Did it smell bad?
This dude shitted and farted.
Fuck, Alex shit his pants in my car yesterday before a blunt trip. About to take him off and change his pants.
What?
True story. It was awesome.
I've done it.
He's like, I think I just sharted it off.
I don't trust a man who ain't
shit
his pants.
And then he comes out of the house with his underwear and a Dollar General bag and throws them in the trash. I didn't wear those again.
Yo,
Ron, you're being loud.
I'm sorry. I don't want to. I mean, I'm not bragging or anything. But
it almost did right here.
I can't believe it happened. But that's what happened. I've literally, like, what's today?
So you're saying you're leaving?
Today's the first day I haven't drank alcohol in about since Thursday of last week.
Yes, try a week. Should I cut a break? And then
about a week straight.
Cut us
off. Stop drinking.
We'll finish up.
Yeah.
So are we kind of break a little break here?
Take a little commercial break right here and then wrap it up.
That's cool.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Later, dudes. Check out a beat. Variation. It's one of these three, dude. So, like, have you guys ever seen the Gremlins?
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't feed your Mogwai after midnight.
He knows the rules. So, I want to get
what is it? Or get it wet?
Or I want to get the flasher.
Describe it.
On your butt like that?
Yeah, describe it. There's no video, Ron.
Let me see. I'm gremlin on my throat. It's Spike.
Describe it, Ronald.
He has the 3D shades on.
You're talking over him, Mikey.
Oh, Ron. You got the headphones too? Please, bro. Please. I'm begging you, bro. Please.
Yes. Let's hear it.
That's a good tattoo idea. Please go to a really good artist, bro. Please. Please. I like that.
The reason why
I got a dude in Cleveland who could hook you up and set you up nice.
You don't even have any tattoos. How do you know?
Can I speak?
I follow him on Instagram. He does good work.
You see my dude's
Ron.
Can I just rap at you for a minute here?
Rap at you? Yeah.
The reason why I brought it up and I wanted your opinion is because, like, so you do like the idea?
I like the idea.
Really?
Yeah.
You do? I'm about to purchase a tattoo gun and I would love it.
You're going to do it yourself?
No, if you give me the gremlin's tattoo.
If I gave you a tattoo.
No, he's always talking shit on my shit. Thinks he can do good work. I don't care.
Where is it? Where are you?
So Ron wants me to give him the tattoo.
The gremlin tattoo.
Where at? On your leg. Let's just do it on your thigh. Like right on the front of your thigh, bro.
On the front of the outside.
Don't put it on your fucking arms.
No way, bro.
It's not gonna look like the gremlin.
It's his first yeti, bro.
You think Slim's gonna actually tattoo something that looks like a gremlin?
Go to the store, buy a hand. I'm not being the one.
It's just tracing.
What?
No, it's a little more than tracing.
Bro,
however, like I said, that is a dope tat, though. Wow. I think you should go.
All right, Slim's not doing the fucking tat. Fuck him.
I appreciate you for putting that on me, but I do not take the. I can't do it.
I just feel betrayed. Ron told me for the last 3 weeks that I could give him a tattoo once he gets a gun.
Oh, and then he did it.
He's got plenty of skin, bro.
Give Ron the mic.
Plenty of skin.
I put that wherever I want. Who do you want to give you a tattoo, Ron?
Can we talk about what's happening right now?
What?
With you?
Fucked up. But I will let, like, even sober Ron, I've said this, dude. Tattoo gun in this room right now.
Jack's giving me a tattoo.
Only on one of your butt cheeks.
I'm not an ass tat kind
Come
of
on,
guy.
Dude.
Ooh.
Well, for free, though.
Okay, how about, like, real close on your thigh? How
I
close will
people,
you let me
I
get
to
your butt? That's what I
want to see my friends.
I
work,
think that should
dude.
Be our first YouTube
so
video.
So wear a Speedo. Wear a G-string.
What?
At the
a
beach.
Butt tattoo?
Ron getting a butt tattoo.
Oh.
No. I'm not an ass guy, bro. I don't want I feel very,
I get to pick whatever
you
I want.
Hey, Roddy, I know you don't think it, but let me tell you, my friend, you are an ass guy.
Well, yeah.
But like,
hey, you got the yammers.
Yeeked
you
up.
Dick with two C's, boy.
Straight yammed up. Damn, it fell off again. Bro, I tightened the fuck out of that,
yo,
too.
Oh, also, Ronnie, I had a new segment that I wanted to do.
Slippery.
Yeah. Damn. Are you in the... What? I want Ronnie to, like...
Chew, buddy.
Review, like, an old classic rocks, or, like, whatever Ronnie's listening to. Like, what's Ronnie's... Ronnie and Slim music hour type thing. Like, 15 minutes of, like... Talk about what you guys are listening to, and... Because you listen to, like, more rock stuff, and Slim listens to more, like, rap stuff. So, like... You both are pretty musically sound. You both are into the whole playing music thing.
Yeah, Ron, go ahead.
Like, Ron, what's your what's
what
on the playlist?
Right,
lately?
Ron, what are you into?
Don't spill that beer. Do not spill that beer.
Shit,
that's
Jesus
not a good place.
Christ. Give me my damn beer.
Yeah, hold that, man.
Give me my beer.
So next weekend, me and Myers are about to venture down to Kentucky to go see a Tropadelic concert with the Clem Manowskis.
Klemetskis, right.
Kentucky. Yeah.
So, Sucky. The jam I really been just feeling right now is this song "Bad Cookie" by Tropadelic.
Can we play
dude.
It? Can we listen?
I mean,
to
do
it?
You want to hear it?
Slim, do we got like a plug-in where we can?
Do
listen
you want?
What is
do
it?
Do you
want
to hear?
Yeah, play that stuff, Slim.
Something by what?
It's "Bad Cookie" by Tropadelic.
Dude, both of these dudes are fucking
plug-in for that now.
Yeah. This is
oh,
amazing.
We don't got that kind of options here.
Do
we
to
didn't
insert
try to hook
the song
TV
here?
Up?
We can't just play the song and then
oh,
just
yeah,
kind of edit it.
TV up.
Oh, well.
Well, we can do that now. I mean,
yeah, it's a little short that. Notice on the spot, but you know, Ronnie's feeling this song. He's going to see a Tropadelic
well,
first live
the song? We
Bad
play
Cookie.
Music out of it, but.
It's the first live music he's probably going to see in how long has it been, Ron?
Not
2019 shook his head for the folks just listening.
Tell me what are your tell me when to pause it. Like, tell me what your favorite parts of the song are.
You gotta get close to the mic so people can hear this shit.
Bottom up, bottom up. There you go.
There it is.
Nah, nah. Skip in, get to the.
How many seconds in?
Cut all this out. What's going on right now? I'm about to walk out.
That's why he likes it. He said chilling with Ron John.
No. No, no. Run it back. Run it back. Play it though.
Sorry. You care about that? This isn't it?
That's the worst. Everything's ruined. Chaos. Anarchy. Right now, right? What's going on?
Chaos!
Everything's ruined. Everything's ruined.
What's wrong, Ron? What happened?
Ron's having a meltdown right now.
What happened?
I'm fucked up.
Like that Mickey Mouse. All right. Like, so, what happened? We're going to... What happened? We'll give Ron a second to recuperate. He's not doing well.
But hey, I mean, dude, Jack is about to hook up the computer to the TV so you can see what I see.
Next weekend, me and Andrew Paul Myers are with the Clems. We're down in Kentucky. We're going to hang out with the hippies.
That's cool.
We'll tie it is next week.
That's very cool. Listen, since I went off about the Indians, they haven't lost.
Hey, did you see them boys today?
Yeah, 13-0.
I think they really needed that push.
Hey, the Reds suck.
They really did.
From me?
They really did.
Hey, Cincinnati.
Bro,
sucks.
They needed that rant. They needed me to check them real quick.
Honestly.
What is the Indians' record since the season started?
What's the record right now? I'm pretty sure they are.
Look it up, Mont.
10-7 right now? Or not 10-7. I'm tripping.
10-7 out of how many games to be played?
60.
It's a good pace.
Not the best. The Indians are currently in second place of the AL Central at 8-6.
Behind who?
The fucking Twins, dude.
Oh yeah,
Twins been tearing it up.
Oh yeah, when they let up.
The Pirates ain't doing shit though.
Pirates are the worst team of the majors right now.
Ain't that right? Say it again.
They trade everybody away. They don't want.
Say it again.
And you know what? I mean, the Tigers are doing better than expected. The Royals are doo doo, but our division's tough, man. Bro,
did you connect there, Jack?
Yep.
How's that happening? Like, what's going on over there?
Oh, it keeps going off.
Bitch. All right, talk now. No, no, no. Hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, we're back on.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yo. We're in there. All right. We're back. This is a closeout for Garage Pod 5.
It's my mic's so quiet.
You said Garage Pod 5?
It is absolutely.
Well,
Garage
that's
Pod
what I put
3.
It in. It's Garage Pod 3.
You said 4.
Two failed ones.
I think you went forward in time or something.
I know.
I think you time
traveled up on
today.
The first one, and I.
All right, so it's Garage Pod
Ronnie
3.
Ronnie went back in time.
We have a few songs for you guys. I want you to check out. There's a song I was on. I was on vacation this week,
what?
So
you
I obviously like it. No, I was on a song, but I was on vacation. I like this song. I like. And it's called Vacation by the Dirty Heads. Okay. Check it out. It's a very good song. If you ever want to hang out, chill, buy a little fire with your favorite people, it's a good song to listen to. So check that one out.
My song for you guys to listen to, because it relates very well to this podcast in general, Drugs You Should Try It. I mean, by Travis Scott. It just
open
really
the door. Open let it play.
Ronnie and Slim opened my mind to some things today. So
got you, brother.
Ronnie's almost
mine
died.
Is "Strange Fruit" by Billie Holiday, and I'm gonna put a little warning on that song. If you're squeamish, I don't know if you want to listen to it or not.
Your mic is all the way backwards, brother.
The level looked better the other way.
Nope.
Oh well. Let's try this again. It's not even catching anything.
You're the bottom one, so yep, you are.
There you go, wacky.
I thought I was four.
Idiot. Nope.
Idiot.
So it's backwards. You're fourth in the lineup, but it's don't
you're
worry.
You're three.
About it.
Okay, I was looking at three. Yeah, sorry.
All right, cool.
So
good song.
Let's try this again. I would say Billie Holiday, "Strange Fruit," but listen to it and try not to be like offended. Just listen to the song.
Very cool. I'm gonna check that one out. What about you, Slim?
Song you should check out now. Yeah, you should probably check out Carnival off Money Weather. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
cool.
I came that's through some with some what's bars yours, Ron? On that song. Like, I'm just saying, like, bars.
What was Ronnie's?
Rough Riders Anthem, DMX. Nice.
Okay. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I just like DMX because he's like
from the bottom of your.
There's like this one song. He's just like, "Hey, old bitch, let me get a water and a lemon." It's like the intro.
But is it that song?
I don't think so.
What song? Rough Riders Anthem.
That defines this podcast.
I get my DMX.
But is it that song? I don't think so.
Yeah, DMX.
The one thing you can take away from Rodney's song, I'm pretty sure it's the same song, is that you can't stop dropping Set Up Shop by yourself.
Stop. Hey.
Chop.
Oh.
You gotta be with some
Ron
people.
Threw up the last pork chop.
Yo.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
And then he threw up a dinner roll.
We're
and
about to go. This Ronnie is Grod Pod 4. Hey.
It's 3.
3. Oh.
Yeah, it's
3.5.
It's Grod Pod 3.5.
No. All right, guys. It's your boy Monty signing off.
Peace.
Slim. Later.
We're out.
Oh. It's Gink.
Yeah.
This is your alarm on an ordinary vacation.
Hello, ma'am. This is your wake-up call.
This is your alarm on a real vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer. Or at GoRVing.com.